This is the analogy. If you lose confidence in God, if you throw it away, it's like throwing away your shield of faith. If you'll keep your faith firmly planted in the finished work of the cross, Jesus Christ will never fail you in the process.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This sermon was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. This is It Pays to Believe. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
Many years ago, and that's where I encountered and made friends with Jensen Franklin years ago. He preached it for me at Destin, preached for us down at Revive Worship Center. His aunt was sitting in the connection we had, was sitting in that church service. It was already almost 9 o'clock by the time that was done. I looked over, I said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to get right with God." I said, "Well, pray with me this prayer. Pray it out loud. Pray it boldly. Give me some grown men at Pace Assembly. Quit letting their wife be the leader of the parade and step up. She will not follow a parked car. Do you have enough confidence in your walk with the Lord to step out and say, come on, we're going to get down on our knees right here, and I don't care if your cornflakes get soggy. We're going to pray until heaven drops into this place." I started praying with him. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name's Adam." I said, well, you're the start of something really good. Next thing I know, pastor gets up and starts taking the microphone and said, "I feel the presence of God." And I'm thinking right then, "Brother Dean, I ain't feeling a whole lot at all." Just like some of y'all this morning. And all of a sudden, things broke out in that house. People began to get up, speaking in tongues, get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Two other people came down and got saved. People filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, never been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly people start falling out all around that house. And for 3.5 hours, church unloaded from heaven at New Haven Church in Gainesville, Georgia, on the top of that mountain. They told me after it was over with, they said, one charter member walked up to me and said, "In all the years that I've been here, we have never had a service like that. Something is about to take place. I came to tell you, if you'll hold on to your confidence, God's going to pay you back with an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. If you're hungry enough for it, somebody shout hallelujah." Slap your neighbor a high five and tell him it pays to believe. I know you've had afflictions, and I know you've had trouble, and I know you've been through pains and heartaches. I know you've had to walk through trials and briars, but I came to tell you it'll be worth it all just to see Jesus face to face. Whatever you have to go through, it'll be worth it, Pace Assembly. Whatever you got to face, it will be worth it. It pays to believe. I said it pays to believe. I said, it pays to believe. Tell about 5 people, you better hold on. It pays to believe. I know you might be weary and well-doing. I know you may feel like giving up. I know somebody around you told you you're not going to make it, but I came to tell you, you've come too far to turn around now. Go ahead and believe unto the saving of your household. You're praying for those kids? Don't stop. Hold fast to the faith. Pick up your shield of faith and hold fast. I raised to my ending this morning. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done. He says, listen, have patience. Let it do what it's going to do, so that after you've done the will of God, after you've done the will of God, look at your neighbor and tell him, do the will of God. You got a promise. You got a promise. That word promise, he said, you'll get the reward, the promised reward. You know what that means? Ooh, I got excited about it. It means that there'll be no negotiations about your reward.
I don't think you heard what I said.
don't think you heard what I said. The enemy's been negotiating over your soul now for years. But when God gets ready to pour out his promise, there'll be no negotiation. He said it. I will bless and bless you and multiply. I will multiply you. He told him in the book of Acts, he said, go wait in there until you're endued with power from on high. I'm going to send the promise of the Father. And he did it just like he said he was going to do it. Look at your neighbor and tell him it pays to believe. God's promises are not hindered by your predicament. I'm in a predicament, Pat. I don't care what you are. God will come in and get you out and pay you for holding on. I'm almost done. He said, I love this. You got to get this. You got to get this. I promise I won't hold you as long as I did last week unless you don't say amen and help me out, and then I'm going to preach. Because somebody gives up and says, oh, me. He says, yet a little while. Put that verse of scripture up there. Put it on the screen for me. Yet a little while. Look at somebody and tell them it'll be a here in a little while. Yeah, it'll be here in a little while. It'll be here in a little while. It'll be here in a little while. That's verse number 37 up there. Put it on the screen. I want everybody to see it. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. Ha! Oh, yet a little while. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's not going to take as long as you think. Yeah, it's not going to take as long as you think. It took a long time for you to go through the process. It took a long time for you to wait on the Lord. But I came to tell you, I believe and I prophesy in this house, God is about to send the suddenly of the Holy Ghost, and somebody's about to get an answer. It ain't going to take as long as you think. I'm just going to hit the highlights on this, and I'm out the door. He said, and he shall come. Look at your neighbor and tell him, focus on the he. Tell him, focus on the he. Not a it, not a what, not a where. He said, he shall come. Focus on the person of faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Man's going to disappoint you. You'll lose faith in institutions and in your job. But if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of my. Watch this. And he that shall come, will come, and he won't tarry. I said, Holy Ghost, show me what is this won't tarry thing. He said, as soon as the Father gives him the word, there'll be no delay. Ha! You didn't hear what I said. You may have been waiting a long time and hearing this preacher tell you that Jesus is coming back. I came to tell you he's coming back sooner than you think. You better know that he keeps his promise. And as soon as the Father said it's time, there will not be one delay happen. He will not tarry. Put verse 38 up there. I'm almost done. He said, now the just shall live by faith. Look at your neighbor and tell him you got to live by faith. Tell him that's how you live. That's how you live. If you're going to please the Lord, you must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. There it is again, that them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 verse number 6 says that he's a rewarder. To look at him and tell him he pays if you believe. Yeah. Watch this. He said, if you just seek me, I'll pay you for just seeking. If you just look my direction and act like you want me for something, I will pay you just for seeking me. Don't lose your focus of Jesus Christ. But he said, if any man draws back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But I got to skip to verse number 39, where the writer says it like this. He said, but we're not of them. Ooh, push your neighbor and tell him we're not of them. Oh, yeah. Look at three people and tell them we're not of them. Yeah. There's been a lot of them that's thrown their hands up and lost their confidence, throw their shield down and like a little coward ran back because they were afraid of the battle, but not us. We're not of them. Put your neighbor and tell them we're not of them. Tell them I'm in this fight to win it. I'm in it to win it. Come on now. Tell them I'm going to hold fast to my faith. I don't care what I got to suffer. I don't care what I got to walk through. Put my loved ones in the grave. Take all my money. But Jesus Christ is worth it all. Hell
Somebody make some noise. If you're going to stay with Jesus, yeah, yeah.
He said there's those that are drawing back into perdition, but we are of them. Now, that means there's two different crowds. Ask your neighbor, which crowd are you in? That's what I want to know. Are you in the spectator or in the participator crowd? Are you an armchair quarterback or are you getting on the field and running? Come on, somebody. Are you somebody who wants to tell everybody how to do it? Are you going to pick up your weapon and run into battle and fight the devil with me? Because I don't need some coward in my foxhole. I need somebody that's got faith. Why? Because if two of us agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done. Reach over and grab somebody by the hand and say, let's agree together. I need you, you need me, and together we'll fight the enemy. Come on now. Yeah. Some days I can fight it for myself, but other days I just need somebody to agree with me. Just pull on their hand this morning and tell them, will you just get with me? Can we just get together? Will you have faith with me on this touching this one thing? Just shake their hand a little bit. Let them know you're there. Sometimes when it gets so dark, I can't tell whether you're there or not. Grab a hold of my hand and shake it a little bit. Let me know that you're there. I need to feel the presence of another believer. I need somebody who'll trust God and not give up. I don't need to turn around and look behind me and you be running for the hills. I need somebody that'll reach in and pull out another weapon and fight like that. I got too many devils to fight to play around with a coward. I need some confidence, God. Shout yes, somebody. Woo! Ain't it right, Will? I know that they went in and examined your chest this week. And I know what the doctors are saying, and I know how you feel. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning is already touching your body, and it's going to be for the glory of God. Hold fast in your confidence of faith. Shout yes, somebody. Put somebody and tell them it pays to believe. It pays to believe. I almost want to write me a song. It pays to believe. It pays to believe. Anything you want, it pays to believe. Look and see what the Lord has done. Then reach in your bag and pull out what he's done. How do you know it pays? Well, I call to the witness stand. Why in the world did the Holy Ghost send the writer? Just stand up with me. I'm done. He writes it in Hebrews chapter 10, and he walks it all the way down the end, said, hold fast to your faith to the saving of your soul. And then he knew, the Holy Ghost must have known, Lee, that we needed a list of encouraging witnesses. Are y'all with me? And he said, I'll call to the witness stand, Abel. By faith, Abel. Worship. Somebody say, Abel worshiped. Yeah. He worshiped all the way to the grave, even when his brother killed him, left him for dead, and his blood started screaming from the grave. God is still on the throne. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Oh, my God. I told him up there in Gainesville this past week, it was a bunch of voodoo people went down to my mom and daddy's graveyard in the cemetery in Fort Walton this past week, a couple of weeks ago, cut off the heads of chickens, laid some pennies down there doing some voodoo. I said, I wish the rapture would have happened right then. It would have scared the voodoo right on out of them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, Abel worshiped, and when he got ready to go, he said, you can take my life, but I will pick it up again on that morning when the dead in Christ shall rise. I'll have a new body. Yeah. Look at somebody, tell them it pays to believe.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.